It is part of the wisdom of Holy Mother Church that we are given the gift of a time of getting ready before our great festivals. Advent comes before Christmas, as Lent comes before Easter, and in both cases, there is more to it than simply delayed gratification. There is a purpose. In Advent, that purpose has a lot to do with helping us to have a little firmer grasp on the actual meaning of the festival ahead. To say it in the language of the Hallmark specials, Advent has the purpose of teaching us the true meaning of Christmas. But the way that Advent does this does not look anything like a Hallmark special. So, it is worth giving a little consideration to the messages set before us this morning. If you were doing your navigating by the stars of popular culture, you would quickly come to the conclusion that Thanksgiving is the first day of the Christmas season. And you would think that because, after all, the Christmas carols start playing in all the stores on Thanksgiving Day. And what is more, most of the stores are open on Thanksgiving Day because, of course, the whole point of Christmas and its season is consumption. And you would know that the Sundays in Advent are the moments when we all leave the comfort of our homes early in the day and come to where we gather together in order to participate in the great observance of ritualized violence known as the National Football League. With each passing Sunday, our anticipation grows a little greater as we move toward the pinnacle of our season of anticipation, which is not, of course, the Nativity of the Lord, but the Super Bowl. As I say, those are the conclusions that you would draw from the culture around us. Our message, our themes, the meaning of this season as we understand that, all of that has been well and truly swept aside by the culture of consumerism within which we live. Once upon a time, perhaps 100 or so years ago, we lived in a culture that was something we might recognize as a Christian culture, a culture with a cycle of life informed by the ideas and hopes taught by the church and its traditions. In a letter of Thomas Merton that we heard this morning at the 8 o'clock service, Merton offers the opinion that that hasn't been the case at least since the Council of Trent. But for many years now, however you measure it, the culture around us and our cultures have been on very different tracks. The true meaning of Christmas, that Advent is supposed to teach us, is that there is not a fundamental, unbridgeable gap between God's world and our world. We say that sort of easily, but the truth is we derive a great deal of comfort from a deep, unquestioned belief that there is a separation between those two realms, God up there and us down here, and no danger of God getting too close to our lives. Unless, of course, we are in trouble, or we're living through a time of worry or reversal. And then we pray fervently that God will somehow break through that separation we otherwise trust in, and change the reality around us. The true meaning of Christmas that Advent is supposed to teach us is that God's plan, God's purpose, God's accomplishment is that the walls that separate God's life from our lives have already been broken down completely. These precious, short weeks of Advent are meant to teach us that at Christmas, God did not come to us simply once in a single moment a long, long time ago in a place far away. In the incarnation, God chooses to change the rules permanently, to collapse the chasm that separates heaven and earth, and to make this life of ours, our world, the place where the divine drama will be played out. This realm becomes sanctified. This earth becomes filled with the possibility of the holy. That is the message that this season of preparation begins to teach us today. The gospel lesson we just heard acknowledges that as Christian people, we have to find and keep our faith in the midst of a world that makes faith hard a lot of the time. We live in those distressing times that Jesus speaks of, surely no less distressing than the times into which Joseph and Mary decided to start a family. Our natural tendency, when the prevailing winds of the world seem to be blowing against us, is to hunker down or search for other solutions or just plain give up. But the Advent call is clear. Stand up, get on your feet, face into the wind. This is our moment. Something is going to be expected of us, and not something small. Something no less than greatness will be expected of us here in a place we think of as small. In Advent, we are meant to be prepared for the incarnation of God into our world by learning how to meet distress with determination. We are prepared to be truly ready to hear the message the angels will speak again on the midnight clear. Do not be afraid. We are prepared during this season to be Christians because Christians are people determined to be the agents by which God continues to be present in a world filled with trouble. And we're prepared to do that no matter what. So, let's get ready. Get on your feet.
Please reaffirm the article of your faith with me. I say it together with my Nicene Creed on page 358. We believe in one God.
Father, the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.